And he will love you, and he will bless you, and he will multiply you, and he will also bless the fruit of your womb, which is your children, and the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, your oil, the increase of your goats and your flocks of your sheep in the land which you swear before the fathers to give thee. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee how much?
All
sickness. Don't you love it when he says he'll take all disease away? He'll take all sickness. I mean, is he saying this in all these different verses? And he will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know us, upon you, but he will lay them upon all them that hate you. Now then, if you and me obey him, even if we go back to being under the law, if we keep his commandments, how much sickness does he promise to take away from us? So why are we sick in the church? We're breaking his rules. We're upsetting the king. Now, if we obey, I mean, I've showed you three places in the last 5 minutes that God promised, three different witnesses that God promised, even under the law, if you obey him, he'll take how much sickness away? Don't you like that? I love it too, brother. I love it. And when you get a hold of it, how often are you going to have to be sick? You ain't going to never have to be sick again if you obey him. Now then, most people don't even believe these things. So that's why you're sick. That's why you're sick. You don't believe this. Then in I'm going to show you something in 2 Samuel 12, verses 1 through 24. I'm going to kind of go through these quickly, but I want you to see this story here in 2 Samuel 12, 1 through 24. There's some awesome stories in the Word of God, and these things are put here for you and me, so we'll learn what God likes and what he doesn't like. It said, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds. Verse 3 and 4. But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat at his own meat, and it drank of his own cup, and it lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him. But instead he took the poor man's lamb, and he killed it, dressed it for the man that was come to him. Verse 5 and 6. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Verse 7 and 8. And Nathan said to David, you are the man. He done signed his own death warrant. See, you need to be careful when you speak out. Sometimes God may be talking to you. You may sign your own judgment. But he says there, you are the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul, and I gave you your master's house, your master's wives under your bosom, and gave thee to the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not been too little, I would have more given unto you such and such things. In other words, what God's trying to tell David right here, hey, I give you a beautiful house, a castle. And if it wasn't big enough, all you got to do is ask me and I'll give you a bigger one. I give you a house full of beautiful wives. If that hadn't been enough, if you asked me, I'd give you another one. But you didn't ask me. That used to really amaze me when I'd read that God says, if a dozen women wasn't enough, if you want another one, I'll give you three or four more. Now, think about that. I mean, is that what he's saying? I'm giving you. You know, most of us can't hardly get along with the one we got. You know, most of you wives can't hardly get along with the one you got. One's all you can stand. But God had given David a house full of wives. And obviously it wasn't enough. He committed adultery. Let's see what happens. Verse 9 and 10. Wherefore you have desired the command, you have despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight. You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and you have taken his wife to be your wife, and you have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, God, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Let's see what God's going to do to him. 11 and 12. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil among thee out of your own house. What, who's going to raise up this evil? Who creates evil? Here's a case, isn't it? I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes, and I will give them unto your neighbors, and he shall lie with your wife in the sight of the sun. Somebody said, God would never do something like that. Did he say he would? Now, because of David's sin, his wives got raped and abused sexually because of David's sin. Now, that don't sound fair to those girls, does it? But did they have to pay the price? They paid the price. Who raised up that evil? God did. Who's in control? God is. See, when God says, love me and worship me and do what I say, do you think he means business? Does that make us want to be holy before him? I mean, do you want your family to be abused like this? Oh, no. See, if men had any idea when they go out running around on their wife, what they're doing, how they're setting their wife or their children up for destruction, if they had any knowledge of this at all, they would live in such fear before God. I mean, if a bad thought even come to their mind, they'd do exactly what 1 Corinthians 10 says, capture that thought and throw it down. I mean, the devil puts a thought in your mind, oh, wouldn't you like to just run around on your wife? Wouldn't you like to smoke that cigarette? Wouldn't you like to take this drug? You say, no, never. I'm going to be holy before the king, because he demanded that I be holy before him. And the devil can't touch me when I walk in obedience to his word. I will raise up evil against thee out of your own house, and I will take your wives. I, God, will take your wives before your own eyes, and I, God, will give them unto your neighbor, and your neighbor shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun for everybody to see. In other words, I'll have your wives raped on the street corners. I'll have your wives raped on the rooftops so everybody can see what's going on. And who's going to raise up those men to do that? God's going to. He said he was. Scary, isn't it? Scary. For thou didst secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. In other words, for everybody to see. Who's going to do all this? God. Now we understand what's going on, don't we? Verse 13 and 14. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord has also put away thy sin. You shall not die. Now, if God doesn't forgive that sin, what would have happened to David? He would have died. But God forgave him. But did that mean the curse is not going to come upon him? No. I mean, you can read the history of David, and this sin came right through his house. I mean, his children killed each other. His children raped each other. His wives were raped on the street corner of the housetop for everybody to see. Did David pay a big price for his little few minutes in that bedchamber with that woman that he wasn't married to? I think he paid a very costly price. And I don't think it was worth it. I know it wasn't worth it. You know, there ain't no woman in the world that you can go to bed with as a man and it'd be worth costing you your children's life. None. You know, but people are doing it every day. And their children are dying. Cancer. The children are getting on drugs. Their wives are running off on limb and all kinds of things. And they wonder why everything's going rotten. I can tell you why. You were the problem. Just like David was. Is God ever change? Nope. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee this day shall surely die. See what verse 15 says. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the devil struck the child. Oh, I didn't read that right, did I? Who struck the child? The scripture says the Lord struck the child. Was he unhappy with his servant David? I think so. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. But to shorten the story, God, even though he fasted and prayed, God didn't hear his prayer. That little child died after 1 week. What cost that little child his life? David's sin. Can the same thing happen to you? Yes, it can. Sure can. Now, do you want your children to die early? I don't. What should we do? Walk holy before God. Is that right? Walk holy. 1 Kings 22, 19 through 38. I'm going to show you another quick little story here. That one, these little stories that are in God's Word, they should put the fear of God in our heart. That's what they're there for. To put the fear of God in our heart, to make us realize as men and women, this is serious business we're tied up in. This ain't some game we're playing. This is life and death. This is God. He's running the show, whether we believe it or not. He's in control. And we don't want to be sick. Is that right? We do not want to be sick. Well, I'm just showing you what makes us sick. So 1 Kings 22, 19 through 38. And he said, hear there therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Now, to bring you up to where we are right here, there's a couple of kings that want to go to battle, and they're asking, is it okay to go to battle? And they're asking the 450 prophets of Baal, is it okay to go to battle? And they're all running around saying, yes.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.